What my teams are reporting on the ground is misery they have never seen before. And they say in the same breath, look, I've worked for 30 years as a humanitarian. I've worked in conflict zones. I've worked in very, very difficult situations in Africa, in Asia, in all the parts of the world we humanitarians work, but I have never seen the level of misery, horror, and never felt so frustrated because there is no reason at all for this to be happening.
They're talking about malnourished babies who are dying, pregnant mothers who are struggling. Could you just explain what they're seeing, please?
So what my colleagues are seeing in the hospitals are hospitals that are awash with humans, but are not awash with cleaning material. So the floors are covered in human feces and waste. And the people who are coming in for help are starving. There is no food. We are seeing pregnant women who are horrifically underweight, who then cannot deliver safely because they cannot go through labour safely. If their babies are born, those babies are underweight and many of them are now dying. The hospitals are reporting deaths in the tens, the 20s, the 30s of the newborn babies. We're also seeing children now being brought in on the point of death from malnourishment, from starvation or dehydration. A child's body cannot take deprivation for more than a few days.
Are we talking about the northern governorates where famine is imminent, we're told, in fact, any time? That was the latest food insecurity expert report. Is this in the north or is it everywhere?
In the north, people are already millions starving, but in the south also we've seen a big rise in malnutrition. Now, remember in Gaza, we didn't see malnutrition. The rate was something like 0.8%, which is the kind of rate you would see anywhere. And it was a population that could feed itself with what it had. But now, in an incredibly short time, malnutrition rates have shot up. They've doubled, trebled, particularly in the very small children, because those are the ones with the least ability to withstand starvation.
Tell me then, what can the United Nations do to help these most vulnerable people?
First and foremost, we must put all pressure on to get a ceasefire. Secondly, we have to flood the territory with aid. We also have to be able to bring in our teams and be able to reach everyone everywhere, support all the hospitals in our case as WHO, but also support the community through the UNRWA shelters and the UNRWA outreach so that we can reach all the people who need help now. But we can only do that if we can bring the aid in, we can bring the expertise in immediately. And the only way we can really do that properly is with a ceasefire.
Of course. And no sign of that, though, although there are talks ongoing in Qatar, we're told. But when did the World Health Organization manage to reach some of the most vulnerable people in medical centers in the north?
Many of our missions were denied in January, February, but in March we have been able to send missions and we have reached Al-Shifa Hospital, we have reached Al-Kamal, the paediatric hospital, and what we're bringing now is fuel, of course, because they lack fuel for the electricity generators, medical supplies, but increasingly we're bringing nutrition supplies, particularly for children again, because there is this severe and rising number of cases of children with malnutrition.
Tell me then, what's in these nutrition stabilization centers and how many of them are there?
At the moment, we've got one in the south. We're working with partners to get more. We've got several we'll be setting up in the north. Essentially, they're a place where a child who comes in severely malnourished can get the right refeeding done on the spot, because when you're severely malnourished, your body's not working, your digestion's not working, your organs are not working, so you need a specific kind of therapeutic feeding in order to have a chance of survival and recovery.
Is there a sense that the numbers of these acutely malnourished children who risk dying unless they get treatment might be overwhelming soon?
They are probably overwhelming now. None of us can really get a true figure, because much of what's going on is going on in the shelters or in the roads or in the camps where everybody is. We only know what we're seeing in the hospitals, and most people can't even get to the hospitals. Only 12 of 36 hospitals are partially functioning, and those that are trying to look after people have got 300% occupancy. So you can imagine many of the people who are suffering in silence in the community.
Margaret Harris from World Health Organization, many thanks.
Thank you very much for having me.